Shalom to all! Today's officer Shalom Yom Sochem Dav Chav Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new parak, and the villain source of Dav is at the bottom of Chav Dalad Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amash Shadav Naliyah. So the Mishnah says, Makam Shal Gulas Mokhabar Rib Sochem Achatzois, Oisin, if it's a place where they have a minute to do Malacha, Erev Pesach, up into Chatzois, they could do Malacha, or Makam Shal Gushaloy Lassois, Ain Oisin, if it's a place where the minute is not to do Malacha, so they don't do Malacha. We're going to see in the Gemara that after Chatzois, it's for sure Asr to do Malacha, it's just before Chatzois, it depends on minug. Now, if a person goes from a place where the minig is to do malacha, and now they're in a place where the minig is not to do malacha, or vice versa, they place on him the chumras of the place where he left and the chumras of the place where he is. So that means that even if he currently is in a place where they do malacha on Erev Pesach, since he comes from a place where the minig is to not do malacha, so he's not allowed to do malacha, and the same the other way around, even if he comes from a place where the minig is to do malacha, if he's in a place where the minig is not to do malacha, he doesn't do. And that's because of Aishana Adam Rea Machlaikas, a person should not change, so as not to cause Machlaikas, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this is referring to. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Malkam Shagulas Malacha Vachulu. Now we explain how we know that from Chatzoisin on, it's Asr Du Malacha. That's because Ksiv the Pasuk says, Shom Tizbach has a Pesach Ba'arev, there you shall Shech the Karam Pesach towards the evening. In the Elohu, I only know from here that he has to Shech his own Karam Pesach, Shluchem Inayin. How do we know that his Shliach, he could send somebody to Shech the Karam Pesach for him? Tamalam, that's because the Pasuk says, Uvi Shalta Vachalta, and you shall cook it and you shall eat it. And since this part of the Pasuk is telling us clearly that you have to do it, it must be earlier than when it says Shom Tizbach Es HaPesach Barev. It doesn't say Vizavachta, implying that you have to do it, like it says by Uvi Shalta Vachalta, and therefore we learn that the Karam Pesach is allowed to be shechted by way of a Shliach. Therefore, Matam Leimer Shom Tizbach Es HaPesach Barev. So what's the Pasuk telling us by saying Tizbach Es HaPesach Barev? It must be learned from here, Einoi Bidin Shtei Asuk Malachtacha V'Korban Chakarev. It doesn't make sense. It's not proper that you should be allowed to be doing Malacha and your carbon is being brought for you, Aval Asur Milas Malacha. Rather, they ask a person to do malacha while his carbon is being brought. He is not allowed to do malacha, even though he's not bringing his carbon, someone's doing it for him. It's still also for him to do malacha. So that's how we know it's also to do malacha Erev Pesach. And Kadada Tani, this is just like the following brisa, that anytime a person has to bring a carbon, they're not allowed to do malacha. Because what's the brisa say? Lahain kol inish dahava alohi ayinu bikurin, any person that has on him wood or bikurin. Now we just pause and explain what this means. If a person says, I take upon myself to bring wood for the mizbeach or gzirin, which is blocks of wood for the maracha, also to be placed on the mizbeach, so he accepts upon himself that he's going to bring these. When a person is bringing them, aser besafed ubatainus milas milacha bay bayayim, that entire day he's not a eulogize, he's not a fast, and he's not a do malacha. So we see that when a person has to bring some sort of carbon, he has something to do for the Beis HaMikdash, he's not a do malacha that entire day. Now, before we get back to discussing carbon pesach, we continue talking about this idea that once not a do malacha, the entire day they bring a carbon. And on this, Amar Rabbi Yonah says, ilin tamidin, these carbon is tamid that are brought every single day of the Beis HaMikdash. Carbon is saying shall call Yisrael inon. That's a carbon for all of Am Yisrael. It's a carbon sibur, it's a public carbon, and it's being brought on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. We know that everyone has to give a machzah shekel every single year, and that goes towards the carbon tamid every single day. Now, I have to work this out, because if this is all of Am Yisrael's carbon, that means technically they have to be there when the carbon is being brought. And the issue with that is obviously, im you call Yisrael in Yerushalayim, if you want to say that all of Am Yisrael has to go up to Yerushalayim every single day in order to have their carbon sibur, their carbon tamid brought, well, that can be because las ksiv, el shalosh pam bashana yura kol zechorcha. It only says in the Torah that three times a year, all the males go up, which is Shalosh Regalim. So that means that Yidden don't have to be in Yerushalayim by the Beis HaMikdash every single day when the Karmat Tamid is being brought. And if you call Yisrael Yashmin Batalin, if you want to say that at least all of Am Yisrael has to sit and be batal, they're not allowed to do work because their carbon is being brought every single day, look, say what the Pasuk says, Vasat Deganecha, and you shall gather your grain. And so it can't be they're not able to do work because Mi Isavlan Sadagon, who's going to gather their grain for them? You can't say they have to hire other people. It must be that the Yidden are allowed to do work and allowed to gather their grain. So how are we supposed to work this out? A carbon Tamid has to be brought every single day, which is really a carbon for all of Am Yisrael, so technically they have to be there and they can't do malacha, but obviously that's an impossibility. El rather, sheiskinu anavim rishonim esim v'arba mishmaris, the earlier Navim set up 24 mishmaris, al kol mishmar mishmar haya amud b'Yerushalayim shal kohanim shal levim shal Yisraelim, and every single mishmar there was an amud, and mishnayis and gemara bavli, this is called a maimid or mamadais in plural, so there were these mamadais of kohanim levim in Yisraelim, and we further explain as Tony was taught in the Braisa, esim v'arba elef amud b'Yerushalayim v'chatzi amud b'Yerichai. There's 24,000 Yidden in the Amud, in this Maimid from Yerushalayim, and 12,000 came from Yerichai. And really, after Yerichai, Ha'isuichai lahaytzi Amud Shalim, they were able to take a full Maimid from Yerichai of 24,000, el b'shvil lachla kavod Yerushalayim, ha'isu meitzia chatzi Amud. Just in order to be able to give kavod to Yerushalayim, they would only take half of a Maimid of 12,000 people from Yerichai. What were these mishmaris or these mamadais? So akayhanim lavoida, the kayhanim, they would do the avoida in the Beis Mikdash. Malavim l'dochin, the levim would stand in the dochin, which was his raised platform, and they'd be singing Shira. Yisrael. And the Yisrael, what were the regular Yidden doing? They would impress upon themselves, they would show that they are the shluchim of all of Am Yisrael. And these Yisraelim were picked to be part of the Ma'amadais, they wouldn't do malacha all day, and some of them would be in Yerushalayim, some of them would be in their cities, and they would be davening all day, and these very special kosher holy people, and that's how they took care of this technical issue, namely by appointing Yisraelim, who are the representatives of all of Am Yisrael. And we continue discussing this. Tani, we have a brayso of Shimon Elazar Omer. He says, Kaihanu Levim Yisraelim Vishir Ma'akmanis HaKarbon. The Kaihanu Levim and Yisraelim and Shir, which means clay shir, the musical instruments playing, those are Ma'ak of the Karbon. The Karbon Tom is not valid if we don't have all of those. And Rav Oven says, B'Shem Rav Elazar, Tamid Rav Shimon Elazar, what's Rav Shimon Elazar's source? That's because the Pasuk says, V'chol HaKol Mishtachavim Elu Yisrael, that's referring to the Yisraelim, Bashir Meshayrer Elu HaLevim, that's referring to Levim, and Chol HaKasam based on top, and the Pasuk says, V'chatzotzer S'machatzatzrim Elu HaKoyhanim, that's referring to the Kehanim. And obviously the simple understanding of the Pasuk is that literally that the chatzotzers are blowing, and that's referring to Klei Shir as well. And HaKol HaLechlai Sa'ola HaKol Ma'akonis HaKarbon, all these things are up until the Karbon Oila, which is referring to the Karbon Talmud, has to be completely burned, and all their Ma'ak of the Karbon, we need all of them. And Rav Tanchum, Shem Rav Elazar, Shem Olam Anada, Rav Tanchum, Shem Rav Elazar, he learns the same idea from the following pasuk. It says, "Ve'enos halavim nesunim la'aron ulbanim mitoich bnei Yisrael elu halavim." That's referring to levim. And when the pasuk says, "Lavadis avodis bnei Yisrael ba'el ma'id elu akayhanim," that's okay, I'm doing the avoda. And when it says, "L'chaper al bnei Yisrael zeh hashir," that's referring to song with the clay shir. And when the pasuk says, "V'lo yeh b'vnei Yisrael negef b'gashes bnei Yisrael akaydash elu Yisrael," that's referring to the Yisraelim. Now we just go off a little bit on a side tangent. Minayin shashir kar kapara. How do we know that shir is called kapara? And similarly, minayin shashir ma'akev. How do we know that shir is ma'akev? So Rav Yaakov bar Acha quotes Rav Shimon Bolvato, who says b'shem Chanina l'chaper al bnei Yisrael zeh hashir. And so now we go back to discussing erev Pesach. We had just said that any time a person has to bring a karbon, so that whole day is asur b'malacha. So here's the question: Hari Pesach, Hari Karbon shall call Yisrael who v'talu oisay minug? The karbon Pesach, that's a karbon that all of Am Yisrael has to bring. And you're saying the Mishnah that's totally on minug, and there's a possibility that it places a minug to do malacha erev Pesach, so they could do malacha. How is that possible? Everyone's bringing a karbon Pesach, and the day that you bring a karbon, you don't do malacha. So how could we say there's a minug to yeah do malacha? And the answer is Amravo Shanyahi. This is different. She'ena Pesach Karev Elam Sheishar Sulmalon. The karbon Pesach is different because only able to be brought from 6 hours and on, meaning from Chatzos and on, and therefore since before Chatzos you can't even bring Karbon Pesach, that's why you could technically do Malacha. So Rav Ovadia, he has the following. Amar, let's say a guy said, Harei Alai Oila Misheishas Ulamalon. I take upon myself to bring a Karbon Oila from 6 hours and on. This is not talking about Erev Pesach, it's just a random day. A guy said, I take upon myself, I'm gonna bring a Karbon Oila, but only from 6 hours and on of the day. Motel Lassan Malacha Misheishas Ulamaton. Is he allowed to do Malacha from before 6 hours? No, it's also for him to do Malacha the entire day. And over here, it's the same thing as Erev Pesach. Even though he's only able to bring his Karbon Oila from 6 hours and on, he's still also to do Malacha the entire day. So it should be the same thing Erev Pesach, that even though the Karbon Pesach is only allowed to be brought from 6 hours and on, it should still be usher to do Malacha the entire day. So Rabbi Yossi answers, Pesach shekiru b'shacharis ain't a Pesach. Oila shekiru b'shacharis oilohi, a Karbon Pesach that's brought in the morning before 6 hours, before Chatzos, it's not considered a valid Karbon Pesach. Whereas a Karbon Oila that's brought in the morning, it's a valid Karbon Oila, he might not be yotze his nether, because his nether was, I'm going to bring it from 6 hours and on. But it's still considered 100% valid Karbon. Therefore, in regards to his nether, I'm going to bring a Karbon Oila from 6 hours and on, he's not allowed to do Malacha the entire day. Because again, a Karbon could technically be brought the entire day, but Karbon Pesach can't be brought the entire day. If you bring it in the morning, it's not valid. Therefore, the morning is totally separate from after Chatzos, and that's why there is a possibility of having a minug that you're allowed to do Malacha Erev Pesach. And now we get into discussion about minug. Kol Dvarim Toloi Sen B'Minug. Is everything Toloi in minug? Meaning if people are noig a certain way, they have a custom, they do a certain thing, or they don't do a certain thing, and it really doesn't have any source, it doesn't have any reason to it, do they still have to keep to it? Or maybe we tell them, look, there's no source, there's no reason for it, it's a mistake, and you don't have to keep to it. And here we go through a number of different things. That Nishai Den Higin Deloil Mevid Ovde Ba'afuke Shuvso, women who have a minug, not to do malacha, Matzah Shabbos, ain't a minug. That's not a valid minug, even though this is something they took upon themselves, and they keep to it, and they continuously do it, it's not a valid minug, and it's not something they have to keep to. However, Ad Yafni Sidra, minug. If their minug is to not do malacha until davening is finished Matzah Shabbos, that's a valid minug that they would have to keep to. Similarly, B'trayu B'chamishta ain't a minug. If they had this custom not to do malacha on Monday and Thursday, which are fast days because they're fasting for rain, that's not a valid minug, but Ad Yispani Tanisa, minug. If their minug is not to do malacha until the fast day davening is over, so that's a valid minug that they would have to keep to. Yoyma Da'ruvta ain't a minug. If their malacha is not to do work on the day of the Arava, which is referring to Shana Rabba, that is not a valid minug. It's not something to be kept to. However, Min Minchasul El, minug. If their minug is to not do malacha from Mincha and on Hashanah Rabbah, which is Erev Shmini Atzeres, that is a valid minug, because they're getting ready for Yom Tif. Also, Yom Diyarcha, minug. The minug that women have to not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, that's a valid minug. And this is something that's brought in halacha. The reason being is that the women did not not take off their jewelry for the Chet HaEgel, so they were given Rosh Chodesh as a day that they don't have to do malacha. Similarly, Amar Rav Zeur, he says, Nishai denahagan deloyal mishtai min da'av olil, women that have a minug, not to weave garments from the beginning of Av and on, minug that is a valid minug, Shabai Paska Evan Shasiya, because that's when the Evan Shasiya stopped. Lemishtai is Lashon of Shasi, which is part of the weaving process, and Evan Shasiya is that same Lashon. We know that Evan Shasiya is in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh Kodashim, and since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Av, so this is a valid minug that they have not to do Shasi in reminiscence of that the Evan Shasiya was destroyed. And Matam, what's the source in this? In the Pasuk, it tells them Tehillim, Ki Hashasis Yaharesun, literally translated this means when the foundations are destroyed, but the understanding is Shasis, like Evan Shasiya, again related to the word Shasi, which is part of the weaving process. Now, everything we just learned told us that a minug has to have a source. It has to have a valid reason to it. And just because people take upon themselves a minug, that doesn't mean they have to keep it. If it has no valid source, it could be considered a minug tos, and then there's no reason to keep it. However, Amar Ruchina says that no, kol hadvar minug, everything is considered minug. If a person or community or a family took upon themselves to do a minug, even though it doesn't have a source, they must keep to it. Now the Gemara brings one case of this. Ayin de shitin havu migdal tzavaya. There was shitin wood in migdal tzavaya. We know that Yaakov Avinu brought this wood all the way down to Mitzrayim because he knew that the Mishkan and the Aron would have to be built, and so he wanted the Yidden in Mitzrayim to be able to have this wood. And the source of this wood was from this place, Migdal Tzavaya, and the people from this place had a minug not to use this wood for any mundane purposes, because again, Yaakov Avinu had originally taken it for the purpose of the Mishkan. So also, Rishalun Rav Chanina Chavrayin Derabanan, they came in to ask Rav Chanina Chavrayin Derabanan, and that was his name, Rav Chanina, the colleague of the Rabbanon, Ma'um Yavid Behen Avayda, could we just do regular mundane work with it? Do we really have to continue treating it with this Kedusha? So Armelani told them, since your forefathers, they treated this with Isser and they never used it for anything mundane, don't change that minug of your forefathers who have already passed away. Noichi Nefesh means their Nefesh is rested and you still have to keep to that minug. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss minug. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.